This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's dealing with an aging parent or an aggravating teenager or I suppose anybody in between, although we should probably make or a newborn. I actually was talking with somebody yesterday about the formula for helping a newborn to sleep through the night. So whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here, independent of what we seem to be talking about, because the program is really pretty free-flowing. And as Trevor points out, I can make a segue between almost anything and almost anything. And only occasionally do I demur, and that's because all the things that occur are just too Freudian for the air, right? All right, 855-993-7569. All right, so we were talking, I actually got asked this morning about Bill Cosby. And do I think that he's apparently about to go to court again and having to testify? New York Magazine had a cover a couple of weeks ago with some of the women. I think they had about 34, 35 on the cover of women who had accused him and when they'd accused him. And it was an alarming, I mean, just the sheer number of it. It was a black and white cover with all these women sitting in a chair, each of them sitting in a chair. And it's I mean, it's astonishing, and understanding is it's probably not all, that there are probably some people, some women, who've just decided not to say anything. And the gist today was, well, he's 78, it's going to ruin the rest of his life. And they said, I mean, the host, Doug said, because of sexual, what do you say, sexual misconduct. We said it wasn't sexual misconduct. Sexual misconduct may be tinkling on the sidewalk, you know, or bumping against somebody on the subway. This is rape, and that, you know, I do not equate the two. They're not the same at all. And his thing was, do you think that Bill Cosby should get a buy on this because of his age? And I said, I don't know. I mean, I suppose that's one of the things to ask people. Do you think he should, Trevor?
You know, it's hard. I mean, I've seen his stand-up, I've watched his show, and, you know, I've seen the kind of public facade that he's put together on to become who he is, and then kind of something like this comes out, and it shoots all that to heck, and I don't know, I mean, it's just the truth, I guess, the most important thing is what actually happened, ultimately.
Well, I think there's getting to be less and less doubt about it, but, so do you think he should be held accountable or not? Because of his age.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know what the legal implications are, but yeah, I mean, you can't get by with doing something wrong like this. That's very egregious.
Yeah, that was my, you know, every once in a while there really is a sexual divide about, I think Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky was one of those, that men were furious and women are saying, eh. And I got in trouble at a speech once by saying that, even though it was true. I actually polled the audience. That I think men felt like, how come he can get away with it if I can't? And women thought, you know, men do this all the time. You know, what's the big deal here? And I don't think anybody thought it was okay. But there was certainly a divide between men and women. And I was just curious, because I had the feeling today when I was talking with Doug, that this was that I don't know any women who would say, ah, look, he's 78, it's, you know, it's done. You know, what good is sending him to prison going to do? And I don't know any woman who would say that. I think that's a statement that says he ruined these women's lives. And not only did he drug them and rape them, but then when they came forward, he completely dissed them. I mean, he said they were liars and they were just trying to get something out of him, and or it was consensual. Or I mean, he pulled the Lance Armstrong. Not only did he lie, but he really defamed the people who were telling the truth. And I think that is, it's egregious. You know, so I'm not the least bit sympathetic.
Yeah, it's bad stuff.
It is. I mean, if a man, did sort of, if a man drugged and raped another man, there'd be hell to pay. Because you'd say that it was a double assault, that he drugged him and did anything you want with him. That's not okay.
Similarly, maybe if he wasn't famous, and his fame is special in that it was kind of a family wholesome, you know,
yeah.
His stand-up was clean, so he's got this kind of public image that is this one thing.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yeah, but if he was just some 70-year-old guy who came out that had done all these things, people would be like, throw him in prison. Who cares that he's only got over 8 years left?
And throw away the key.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's an interesting kind of facet, a twist to the situation.
So we were talking about fallen heroes, and he is certainly one. There's a scathing memo. If you Google Adam Sandler / Sony memos, because the Pixels, as you heard me review, was really a lousy movie, and Adam Sandler's movies have really tanked in the last bunch of years. As one of the article that's written about it is scathing, and one of the comments is the last time that Adam Sandler, people who thought Adam Sandler's movies were funny are now about to graduate from college. It's been a while. I think the statement was that they were born when the last time Adam Sandler's movie was funny, and they are now about to graduate from college. So it's been, 20 years or something. But the statement about there's actually something online that shows Adam Sandler looking like Pac-Man eating up Sony. So, and one of the comments today was that's how Bill Cosby will be remembered, is not as Dr. Huxtable and not as Fat Albert and not as the jealous spokesman, but as a serial rapist. But this was not something, this was choices that he made, and really, I mean, it's illegal as well as immoral. I mean, it's criminal behavior. So, thought we'd talk about some. Can you think of a fallen hero? I came up, I think, with five, and I suggest that we put those up of people that we'd already talked about, so they had to work hard to find other people.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you think of fallen heroes? If you can come.
Yeah, I think about Lance Armstrong. I think about, because I'm kind of a road cycling fan. I think the Tour de France is cool, and I've watched a little bit of it or whatever. And, he brought so much kind of attention and popularity with his successes, and it was like, road cycling is kind of picking up or whatever. And then he's just a schmuck, and then he just kind of cheated the whole time.
He cheated and he tried to destroy people.
Yeah,
whistleblow.
Exactly. So, I mean, if he would have said, this was part of cycling culture, it was bad, and I know I've made mistakes and I want to help fix cycling, then he could have kept it going. But instead he was a jerk, and now look,
Yeah, I think you bring up a really important point, Trevor, which is the issue is not are good people capable of making mistakes, because there's unquestionable they are, and they do, and they will continue to. The issue is what happens when you get caught. And having dealt with, I'm a psychologist, and having dealt with people in prison as well, the people that you know are going to be okay in this life are people who say, I made a mistake and I'm paying for it, as opposed to people who, I've never forgotten one guy who said, well, it wasn't my fault that he moved, and that's why my knife stabbed him in the heart. I mean, there's no hope for that person. There's no redemption. That person should probably be in prison. Not probably, should be in prison the rest of their life, because there's no sense of responsibility. I mean, what does that mean? Someone moved? I was stabbing them, but they would have lived, except that they moved to avoid my knife, and so I stabbed them in the heart? What? I mean, so the difference between people who take responsibility and people who don't. And you're absolutely right. If Lance had said, it's part of the culture, I was part of the culture, I wanted to win, it was stupid, I'm now going to be a spokesperson for clean living, or I'm going to, give all my money to charity or something. But that isn't what he did. He said that the people who were telling the truth were cheats and liars and jealous. And all right, 855-993-7569, Fallen Heroes, who are yours? I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking about fallen heroes. And Trevor, you had a question, and I said, well, why don't you ask it on the air? So ask it on the air, and I will answer it.
Yeah, so my question was kind of just thinking about Bill Cosby and his whole kind of, he had this public persona that was all this good, and his TV show was great, and he did stuff with the Smithsonian and things like that, and it just stands in such stark contrast to the person he's kind of being exposed to have been. And I just think about when these things happen, you know, do people operating at this level, these kind of ultra-famous people, are they ultimately sociopaths to kind of have, you know, taken this life, you know?
Oh, I think the question you're asking, which is a really important and good one, is can you make a sociopath? Are sociopaths born or made, really, right? And
yeah,
the answer is probably a little bit of both. There, certainly showbiz favors egotists, right? Narcissists of people who, I mean, think about what an audition is, of saying, I'm the best, I can do this at all times. First of all, you have somebody who wants, you know, a lot of attention and for doing things that are certainly not mainstream or not 9-to-5, quite often don't respond very well to authority, including direction. And you have all sorts of, and we call it creativity or star quality or charisma or whatever. But they really boil down to an unwillingness, perhaps an inability, but certainly an unwillingness to follow a conventional path. So you've already got that inherent in somebody who chooses that, who chooses fame. And which begs the question, is everybody whoever acts or plays a musical instrument or is fame the goal? And the answer is probably not for everybody, but it probably for a certain percentage. And is fame, I mean, I think anybody who knows anything about fame understands that it's not really what it's cracked up to be. But there are people who, I mean, can you say Kardashian, I suppose, of fame for no particular reason, just famous about being famous. And so I think, do I view that as a therapist, as a psychologist, as pathological, and probably at least borderline? Then you have the additional issue, and I've told the story before, of being, for myself, of being in a situation where I was eating some fruit, and they needed me on set, and I said, wait a minute, I have to go throw this away, I'll be there in a minute. And all these hands popped out, and I said, what are you doing? They said, we'll take it. And I said, no, it's garbage. And they said, no, we'll do it. And if I'd been sort of young, stupid, and I suppose fame was my goal, that you can get convinced that you don't have to deal with your own garbage. Then here were all these people, and they weren't doing it because I was a nice person. I mean, presumably I am, but they're doing it because I was the paycheck at this moment, that my time was in theory more valuable than their time. And it's pretty easy to transmute that into, if my time is more valuable than their time, does that mean I'm more valuable than they are? And from that, it's, if I'm more valuable than they are, why should I have to follow the same rules that they follow? So I think it's a combination of people who have a mindset to begin with that says the rules don't apply to me. I don't have to do, there's something different about me. And then if that gets reinforced, like Bill Cosby or like OJ or like Lance Armstrong or like J. Edgar Hoover, if that gets reinforced, then I think you have a very volatile mixture that says, I think I'm special, everybody else thinks I'm special, so the rules don't apply. So it's an interesting question, and I do think there can be a sense of entitlement with people who may already feel, and if you read interviews with these people, they quite often come into one of two categories, either somebody in their life telling them, you're special, you're bound for great things. And I think lots of people, hopefully as parents, we tell our children that they are special, that we love them, that they can do what they want to do in this life. But hopefully we sort of also attach it to their various skill sets, and we also have rules for them, and which they understand and they internalize. So but again, if you take a person who is already prone to thinking of themselves as different and special and above the rules, and, you know, I don't have to do this, can that be a dangerous breeding ground? And I would argue it probably can, because as you point out, it happens so frequently that you either have to decide that anybody who gets famous is pathological to begin with, or that there is some nasty combination of their inherent characteristics and worldview, and then a public that reinforces them to think of themselves as above rules. But there are also very moral people in show business and in politics. Well, politics maybe not so much, but I mean there are moral people. I would argue even in politics that there are moral people. So the question is, what's the distinction? And I'm not sure. I think maybe the willingness to take responsibility for your behavior and understand that the rules do apply to you. But if you have enough experience where the rules don't, I don't know. It's a good question, to which I sort of finessed a little bit, but you can hear. There we go. All right. Let's hear what other people think about Fallen Heroes.
Okay. So we have Susie, who starts with George Bush.
As a fallen hero?
As a fallen hero, that's right.
Which? Senior? Or I assume he means junior.
I got to think junior, yeah.
Well, it's a good question. I don't actually have a clear perspective on that. Does it matter if you're a Republican or Democrat? He's certainly fallen off the radar, and certainly in terms of ex-presidents and their lives out of office, I would certainly say that he is the one that is the most forgotten. I mean, as opposed to Bill Clinton or his father. Or who else is alive? Is there anybody else alive?
Isn't Jimmy Carter still alive?
Jimmy Carter is.
Yep.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Sr. Is there anybody else that's still around?
I think that's it.
Oh, Ford's gone, right?
Yep.
So it's a good question that he has certainly fallen into obscurity. I'd love for that to be a little clearer. You know, If I agreed with him, which I'm not completely sure I do, I'm not sure he was viewed as a hero, I guess, as part of it, number one. And second of all, if you're not a hero to begin with, he was president. But the film of him reading to the kids on September 11th, I think, was really kind of the death knell to any kind of heroism that he might have exhibited beforehand. It's a good question. That's a complicated issue, because I think he's one of the few that didn't seem to me to view himself as above the law, above the rules. I think if he's a fallen hero, it's because we determined that he was smaller than we thought he was. I don't think he demonstrated the level of immortality or entitlement that we usually think of. And maybe that's why it's kind of a challenging notion. I'd love to know more why you think that. If you're listening and you're near a computer, give me a little, or call me and tell me why you think that's the case. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all, at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver, at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Mary, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown. I wonder if you can help me. We have a really big family problem, and I'll give you some background. My son was involved in inappropriate sexual touching to another child when he was 14. He's now 18. My husband's brother is going through a very difficult time at the moment. He and his wife have been divorced for about a year. They have three children, and he lost visitation and any custody. He didn't show up for the custody hearing because he was afraid of drug testing. He is now trying to blackmail us into letting him, talking my sister-in-law into seeing the children with this information that he has about our son. And I don't know what to do about it, how to handle it.
And who's he planning to blab to?
The neighborhood that we live in.
All right, can we go back to 4 years? I'm sure it's a little uncomfortable, but we need to go back to the 4 years ago. How old was the child that your son was accused of touching?
Six.
What's happened in the meantime?
Well, he was prosecuted, and he has been registered, and he was on probation, and he had counseling, and they just, it was an episodal type of thing. He was taking a lot of medication at the time, as he was very depressed, and I think that contributed to the strange behavior that happened, and nothing has ever happened since, and...
Well, but I mean, the point is that how can your brother-in-law tell, you know, expose something that's already public knowledge? I mean, it may not be...
It's not really public knowledge where we live.
So you moved to another area?
We have moved to another area. And also, there's another thing that's into the mix here. He has been... He has been very strange in his behavior, very irrational. He has been diagnosed with bipolar and things like that, which he completely denies and say he hasn't been, but I know that he has.
Is he violent?
No, he's not violent, but he's become very vindictive. He never used to be like this. Here's another part to the mix. My sister-in-law, and we were all very good friends, this is my husband's family, we were all very good friends, and I actually helped my sister-in-law with her three children. They come to my house for 45 minutes after school. So he thinks that if he brings this up, that he can
visit when they're at your house.
Yes. My question is, my son, who's 18, doesn't really know anything about...
Yeah, and I don't think there's any particular reason to get him involved at this point.
Okay, that was one of my questions.
No.
Should I take him over there and say, look, this is what your, you know, beloved uncle is about to do to you?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there's any particular value whatsoever. I think you have several courses of possibility. When's the last time you talked with your brother-in-law?
Not for a long time. My husband hasn't spoken to him.
How did the threat come? Did he email it to you?
Through my husband's parents.
So they carried the message?
Well, he had also said it. They're trying to go through reunification counseling for him to see the children, and he also told the reunification counselor that, you know, he was afraid of his children being at my house. Meanwhile, I've been helping with the children for many years, and
Wait a minute. Him saying he was afraid of the children being at your house is one thing. Him threatening to tell the neighbors is a whole different story.
Well, he's doing both things.
This seems to me, I mean, it seems to me there are two possibilities here, maybe three. One is to go face-to-face with your brother-in-law, because this is all hearsay at this moment, and say to him, what could you possibly be thinking? How could I, in conscience, sort of suggest that you come and see the kids when I'm around, when you're holding that over my head? So that's a really incredibly inappropriate thing to do, and even if I was willing to do it, which I am not, I wouldn't be willing to have you around me, let alone around the kids when they're here. So, and the first thing I would do is say, you know what, there's this vicious rumor going around that you're saying this, and give him a chance to deny it, because he's really mounting a whisper campaign.
No, I do believe it's true.
I do too, but Mary, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying you confront him with it, because
okay,
you want to nip things in the bud of saying, we're your friends, we know this is an awful situation, we know it's a terrible time, but you're really thinking about blackmailing an 18-year-old to get what you want? I mean, and so I would play stupid and not very cheerful. I would be dumbfounded and go to him. Do I think he's done it? Absolutely. But I think that one of the ways of stopping it is to deal with him directly.
Okay.
Saying, you know, what? Because right now he's just got a whisper campaign going. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I think that's still your best line of defense, because it shuts everything down, hopefully. Number two, you have two other alternatives. One is to go to the police about it, because it's illegal. I mean,
Is it? Oh, I didn't know that.
It's blackmail. It's saying, you know, that I want you to perjure yourself, or I'll expose your child.
Fine.
It's blackmail. But, and I would at very least think about getting a lawyer involved, a lawyer sending a cease and desist letter that says you can't possibly think about this. Because once it's exposed, once he's exposed, then
right,
his exposing your son doesn't have any value. I mean,
right,
then it becomes, and presumably, I don't know whether it's libel or whatever. I think it's only libel. The laws about libel are very confusing. But I would go to him first. I think that's the best, the simplest, the most straightforward, and the least inflammatory inflammatory thing to do.
Okay, now do you think I should go? My husband is afraid that he would, you know, completely fly off the handle because he's so angry with his behavior the past few
years. I think you're allowed to go. I think the point is what we're trying to do is nip this in the bud, not escalate it. So, and if your husband feels that they would do the macho nonsense stuff, then I would go. I would certainly have my husband in the car or nearby, and maybe I would have my cell phone on record or something. I mean, I suppose you could wear a wire. I don't even know what that means.
Right. He's just so irrational.
I would go to talk with him, and I might do it in a public place. So you don't feel under any danger, but I think there's a possibility they may stop it. But I would at very least write out, you know, after you've been to talk with him, I'd write out the whole thing for a lawyer. And my guess, a lawyer sending something saying cease and desist, because then you've got a paper trail. So then if he does anything, I mean, presumably, and your lawyer will know what the law actually is about it.
Okay, and what sort of lawyer?
I'm family, you know, just a basic family lawyer. My guess is family court could probably give you the name of somebody.
Okay.
My guess is that this kind of thing comes up not exactly in this particular situation, but the husband accusing the wife of something, the wife accusing something, you know, the boyfriend accused. So, unfortunately, sexual allegations are sort of coined the realm in domestic courts.
Right, and the sad thing is that, you know, he's doing my son is doing really well. We've had counseling. He's moved on. You know,
trying to get. No, this guy is clearly desperate, but I would go talk with him first in a safe place, and I would certainly document everything up to that point and then take it to a lawyer if you don't feel that it's safe. And I probably would leave it with a lawyer anyway, so in case something happens, the lawyer is prepared to behave.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I would not talk with the 18-year-old about it at this moment. I think it'll just make him unhappy, and what we've got is a whisper campaign at this moment, and not against your son. It's really against you. Yeah, I mean, I know it's you can hear that even without social media, that somehow we need to be careful about gossip. It's almost always toxic. So be careful about spreading it. Be careful about hearing it. And you can just say to somebody, you know what? I made it my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to listen, and I'm not going to say anything about people. I want to keep my soul and my slate clean. Betty, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes, howdy, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call. I called you about a year ago about my 52-year-old son that had bipolar. Well, he lived with me for 2.5 years. I got him an apartment. He was on his meds. I gave him all the furniture. To make a long story short, 2 months ago, or 3 months ago, he got off his meds, and he went completely bananas. He stole, he drank, he did terrible, terrible things. He went to jail a few weeks ago, and they put him in Concord, which is a mental institution, so he could get back on his meds. Now he has no apartment to come to. I'm 75. Pretty soon, I'm going to be moving to a brand-new, beautiful apartment, downsized, and I'm a widow. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid he's going to be on the street. What do I do for this 52-year-old that's been driving me crazy for 35 years?
Okay. Deep breath. I tend to agree with you. I think bringing him to your house is not going to benefit either you or him. During the time that he was on his meds, what's the highest level of education he's achieved, Betty?
11.
11th grade.
What I think happened to him. He did a lot of drugs and alcohol when he was a kid.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So has he been employed at any time during his life?
A welder. He had a hell of a good job. He was a hard-working guy. He had a girlfriend that died 10 years ago of an aneurysm, and they were going to get married. And from that day on, he went back into all the drugs and the alcohol, and I think he had a breakdown he's never come out of.
Yeah. Okay. So he's been living with you for the last 2.5 years before?
Yeah, he's out now. I don't want him back.
I think you're right. I don't think that makes any sense in either the short term or the long term. Right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and we'll figure out what we could do. Because I don't want him on the street either, but I don't want him in your house. I don't think it makes any sense. All right, we'll work through it in a minute. Hang on for me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Betty, and if we're talking about heroic behavior, Betty, I think yours has got to count. That sort of dealing with a child that you love, even an adult child, who has mental health problems is really one of the more challenging role descriptions in human behavior. But I agree with you. I think the fact that it doesn't do any good for you to put him up right now. It doesn't do any good for him. It just gives him a place. Presumably, he has. Well, when's the last time he actually worked?
Excuse me?
When was the last time he actually worked?
Oh, 10 years ago, right after, before his girlfriend died. But he can't go to work. He can't concentrate. He's always in like a stupor when he takes his meds. And then he stopped taking them because he said they don't make him feel good. Then he goes completely bananas.
Yeah. All right.
He
well, first of all, Betty, I think that...
That's criminal things and it threatens everybody.
I got it. I got it. So the first place I think we need to start is with... Excuse me, is with his meds. So is he still in Concord?
Yeah, he's in the mental institution, and he may end up in jail because that's where he was for the stuff he had been doing, and he got evicted out of his home. I got him a beautiful apartment.
No, Betty, got it. Hang on here for a minute. Okay, so he's still in Concord. How long will he be in Concord? Do we know?
Probably 1 month until they get him stable, they say, and then
right.
Let him out.
I think what we need to do is, first of all, get him on meds that he can tolerate, because it doesn't do any good to have him on meds that he doesn't tolerate well, because then he won't comply, and then we've got him right back in. So if I were you, I would give a call to Concord. And as you know, state institutions, you've got to be a squeaky wheel. So you need to call him up and say, look, he's been on meds. His meds make him sick. They make him sleepy, so he can't work. He can't concentrate. And so when he goes off his meds, then he goes off the reservation. So we need to get him on a better medical protocol than he's been on. It's not viable. And I would make a fuss about it, all right? Because otherwise...
The same doctor, though, and he don't like that doctor.
Well, so...
The meds...
So, I mean, the same doctor at Concord put him on the meds to begin with?
No, his doctor that goes to the jail every Wednesday to administer drugs to the other guys.
All right, so deal with the doctor. We don't care whether he likes him per se. We just want the meds to be addressed. And if you need to, Betty, call up Concord, find out who the managing physician is, talk with him, and I would follow it up with an email or a letter. You want something in writing.
Okay.
Because everybody, certainly doctors, state institutions, are going to be much more responsive if there's something in writing, because then you've got a legal issue.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's what we want. We're not trying to damage anybody. We're trying to have somebody be responsible for the fact. It does no good to put somebody on medications that they don't tolerate well, because then they won't tolerate the medications. They won't be on them. And then you haven't solved the problem at all. So if we could stabilize him, and jail may not be a bad place for him, because if in jail he can talk about his welding skills and maybe get back to work on that, and maybe if his meds are allowing him to concentrate so that he has some viable form of employment. And then is he on SSI right now? Is he on medical disability?
Yes, he is, but he won't have any place to go when he comes out.
Well, but that part of what you may be able to do is talk about getting him in some either. First of all, it doesn't seem to me he's going to be out anytime soon, number one. But number two, you may be able to get him in like a halfway house or someplace and maybe get him some subsidized housing. But I don't think having him with you makes any sense for you or for him.
Thank you. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, well, it's not. I got it. But the point being that if it were good for him and not good for you, then we could kind of negotiate it. But it's not good for either of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yes, he fights with me every day, and I get all
stressed.
Well,
yeah, look, I mean, think about it. He may be, you know, he may be bipolar, but he's not crazy. You know, he's not stupid. He's a 52-year-old man living with his mom. That's not going to make him real happy.
He acts like he's 13.
I know, but the more he lives with you, the more it's going to reinforce that notion that he's still a child, right? So we don't, it doesn't work. It doesn't mean you can't have a relationship with him, and it does mean he needs to have some kind of housing, but it may be that like a halfway house would be a much better situation for him, because he'd be around other adults. He'd have to go to work every day. He'd have some responsibilities in terms of making his own bed. And if he acts out, he's going to get thrown out. But there's a reason. But it also is a much more socializing environment for him rather than isolating.
Right.
All right. So, I agree with you. I think bringing him home makes no sense. Go ahead.
He'll put me in my grave.
Well... probably not, but you don't need it, and he doesn't need it. It doesn't work for either of you. So get in touch with Concord today.
Okay.
Follow it up with a letter. and or an email, something in writing.
Okay.
Because then Concord will understand that, first of all, you're serious about this. Second of all, they get it. They know that something in writing means that they're now officially responsible. Then you can talk with him about alternative. You can talk with either his parole. Well, he's not. Is he on parole? No, he's not. He's still in the system.
He's still in jail. He's got court hearings coming up, I think.
All right. During his hearing, does he have a lawyer? Or does he have a public defender?
I haven't got a clue. They didn't let me talk to him.
Why would they not let you talk to him?
They said, well, he called here once so I could take the calls, but it cost me a fortune last time. He was calling me every few minutes, so I told him no. So then when I called, I want to visit him and talk to him. They said, you can't. He has to put you on the list.
All right, talk with it. When you talk with Concord, say, do you have a cell phone?
Oh, I think in Concord they would let me talk to him, but in jail they didn't.
Okay. Well, you need, cell phones means that if you take a collect call, I don't know if you can give them a cell phone in prison. Let's work on prison second. Go see him in Concord. Find out what's going on. When you talk with his lawyer or his public defender, you need to talk about the medication and a work program. Tell him he's a talented welder.
Mm-hmm.
So that somebody, so that's in the record, so somebody knows. So if he actually is in prison, if he goes to prison, which he very well may,
right? He's
then,
in a boat in Connecticut on the sub.
I mean, so look, so number one, Concord today. Follow up with an email. Go and visit him, and begin to make up a list of things to tell his lawyer and or public defender, because that he does have skills, and that if he can be in a job training program, in if he does get sentenced, which is very likely he will, or if he's in a mental institution, then presumably he could be in a work program as well. So the clue is getting the medication stabilized so he can tolerate them, then getting some viable form of income, and then housing becomes relatively easy. But don't, I agree with you. You don't want him at home, but he doesn't, and it's not going to work for him either.
Right.
Okay.
All right, I appreciate that, Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you so much for taking.
You're welcome. Call Concord today and make sure you follow up with an email.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Yeah, look, folks, what you want to do, when somebody's on medication, if they don't tolerate it well, being sleepy all the time means somebody's over-medicated. It's not workable, especially after the first, he's been on for 2.5 years. And if they don't tolerate it, they won't take it, which means that you've got the problem again. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.